Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. Wherever you are today, we want to send you lots of love, hugs, and our prayers. To you, 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 and you, that we love you. We really, really do love you. So give us a call at 347-857-3925 while we're on the air and talk to us. Just a little chat. Or say hi to us. Tell us your inspirations, what you want God to do for you, what you believe in Him for. And you know what? We're going to pray with you, every one of you. So, now, call in and give your prayer request if you like. What would you like today, huh? Okay, here is Diane.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, giving you all honor, glory, and praise that is due on. To your holy name, Lord Father, thanking you for this day, Lord Father, a day that was not promised to us, Lord Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord Father, for forgiveness and those that we are praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask you for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, as we touch and agree, Lord Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As we touch and agree, Lord Father, in prayers today, Lord Father, Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, I ask you, Lord Father, Father, to have your way right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you for the prayers that you have already answered. We thank you, Father, for the prayers that you're answering, Father, as we pray, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the prayers that you're about to answer, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for making ways out of no ways, Lord Father, for them, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father God, I hold before you, Lord Father, those, Lord Father, that you save, Father, from sex trafficking, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for each and every child, Lord Father, that you have brought home safely. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you're hearing the prayers, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for those that you have gotten arrested, that ring, Lord Father, in all these different states, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the people, Lord Father, standing together, praying and interceding, Lord Father, for their city, their state, their region, their town right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord Father. Father, that you give the people, Lord Father God, the ears to hear and the heart to receive the prayers, Lord Father, that is going forth, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for being so mindful, Lord Father, of us, of your people right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you. We give you all honor, glory, and praise, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to continue to touch our listeners, Lord Father, as they touch and agree with us as we pray, Lord Father. Father, whether they're listening to us now, Lord, Father, by any form of devices, Lord, or listen to us at a later date, Lord, Father, they touch and agree with us, Lord, Father, as we continue to tear the devil kingdom down, Lord. Father, we thank you for each and every person upon this prayer list, Lord, Father. Father God, for they find it not robbery, Lord, Father, to access, Lord Father, to pray for them or their loved ones, Lord Father, trusted us, Lord Father God, to pray, Father God, for them right now, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to continue to show up and show out, Lord Father, and each and every one of their lives, Lord Father, as we continue to hold them before you this day, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we hold before you, Lord, Father God, Anthony Wright right now, Lord, Father. Father God, as he is dealing with leukemia, Lord Father. We come against leukemia right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you for healing his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. You said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. And Father, we praying right now for all those that have sickness and disease in their bodies right now, Lord. We call out leukemia. We call out diabetes, high blood pressure, HIV, cancer right now in the name of Jesus. Father, asking you this day, Lord Father, as we pull it up from the root cause right now, Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for healing their bodies right now, Lord Father. Father, as we call before you Tracy, Lord Father, that is dealing with cancer right now, Lord Father. Father, Felicia that has kidney disease, Lord Father. Father, we come before you, Lord Father, touching and agreeing, Lord Father, thanking you right now, Lord Father God. Father God, for healing of their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for touching Prophet Wright, Lord Father. Deacon Clark, right now, Lord Father. Continue to touch and heal their bodies right now, Father, as we cover them under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. Father, we ask you to touch Patricia right now, Lord, Father. Father, as she bring her baby full term right now, Lord. We ask, Lord, that your angels protect her unborn child, Lord, Father, canceling the assignment of the enemy, Lord, Father. And, Father, touch her mind, Lord, Father, that she constantly, Father, call upon you, Lord, Father God, for safety right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue, Lord, Father, to hold before you all those bereaved families, Lord. Father, touch them, give them the peace and the comfort that they need right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God. Father God, for not leaving them go to a Christless grave, Lord Father, but accept you, Lord Father, as their Lord and Savior, Lord Father. You gave us a second chance, Lord Father. Father, we praying for them this day, Lord Father. Show up, Lord Father, show out right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over minds right now, Lord. Father, I hold before you Denise, Lord Father, speaking healing right now, Lord Father, to her body as well, Lord Father. Father, touch her mind as well right now, Lord Father, as we pray for her soul's salvation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord. Father, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder, Lord Father, anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now and render it null and void. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for having free course, Lord. We thank you for healing and deliverance being on this line today, Lord. Father, I ask you, Lord, Father, to decrease my apostle and deacon, Lord. Father, as you increase in them right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank
you, Lord.
We thank God. We thank God for you, you, and you. And we trust that you've got something out of that prayer just now. All right. Think about it today, that say God is blessing you and making a way for you. We trust that each one of you have had a prayer answered today. Yes, indeed. We pray that you had a prayer answered today. And call your friends, call your enemy, call somebody. You know, tell them to listen to the broadcast or something may be said just for them. Just for them and their situations, the problems or whatever, okay? And then you can call now. Don't forget, you ain't called yet, huh? 347-857-3925. Give us that call. Let us know how you feel and all of that. What prayer you want us to pray for you, what's happening in your life. We'd like to know what's happening. All right. Okay. Now, here we go with this, just a little short word. Today, oh, I forgot to ask you, how's the weather in your part of the woods, wherever you are? How's your weather doing, huh? Well, we're a little chilly over here, chillier than we usually are. Okay. Amen, amen, amen. But it feels good, nice sleeping weather, doesn't it? All right, praise the Lord. I like the cold, sleeping cold, cool. I don't want to be cold, but I like to sleep in the cold, like breathe weather. All right, let me read this little short word for you. Let me just tell you about it. To steer clear of that sinking feeling, never harbor a resentment. To steer clear of that sinking feeling, never harbor a resentment. Okay? Amen?
Amen.
You won't have that sinking feeling.
Okay.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you on the other end of the line, no matter wherever you are. All of those that listen on a continued basis, able to, we thank God for you. We want you to know we really love you. I had those of you that send donations to us time to time, I thank God for you. Oh, yes, I do. Amen. And I know God has blessed you for doing that. And all, and your family, right?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, you know, my voice is a little try to get a little hoarse, so bear with me here. I get started up here pretty good, you know, after my motor get to going. Bless God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get there now. All right? Amen. We thank God for Deacon Mike. We thank God for... And don't forget to pray for Deacon Mike's son, Mike Jr. Pray for him. We solicit your prayers today. In your prayer time, pray for him. He needs it. Okay, very bad at this time. All right, we thank God for Sister Diana also. Okay, you can give her a call and give her some prayer requests. Your prayer requests, you know, we'll add it to our prayer rostrum. Okay? Amen.
Oh,
I'm going to give you the phone.
Praise God.
Y'all pray for me. Good Lord, have mercy. Y'all pray for me. Amen, amen, amen. All right, glory to God. I tell you the truth, I got kind of carried away, stirred up yesterday, you know, with the, you know, every time the enemy started hacking at me, trying to stop me or something, you know, every time he do it, I get wound up, don't I guess I get mad with the devil trying to stop me all the time with different things come about, with trying to distract me from my blessings and all of that. You know, he don't do that to you. My God, he does it to me. But let me tell you, then I get really tanked up. Amen. I was tanked up at Bible talk on last night. I got kind of tanked up. Yeah, you pray that I get tanked up today, huh?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I know Sister Diane did. So she don't want me to hand this phone over to her. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Run off and give it to her. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to start off with the scripture here today. All right, and we're going to talk about it today. All right, I always talk about Jesus, you know. And it's Proverbs, the 11th chapter and the 29th verse. Oh, let's look at, I like all of them, but, you know. All right, let's start 27 first. I should read the whole scripture, huh? 27 verse. He that diligently seek good procure favor. But he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall. But the righteous shall flourish as a branch. Now, here's the one I want you to see. Here. He that troubles his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. He that do what?
Trouble.
His own house shall inherit the wind. Now that's an odd way of putting things, don't you think? Shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise heart. Now, do you want favor? Huh? Now he tells you how to have favor. Did we not in 27 verse, he that diligently seek good procureth favor. You get favor. But he that seek mischief, it shall come unto him.
Amen.
Now, I didn't say that. That's what the Bible says. Okay, Proverbs 11 chapter. Now, if it says, when you trouble your own house, you shall inherit the wind. Now, why do you suppose he say you shall inherit the wind? Because, listen, when the wind blow, you don't know which way it come, which way it going. Really, you just see some leaves going in a direction. And actually, then you look around and it's in another direction. You don't know which way it's going, do you?
No.
You shall inherit the wind, people. Now, we just going to talk about it. Think about it now. The wind is very significant. You know, as we was reading about the children of Israel and the wilderness in their journey, and God was with them in the journey now. Okay. God was with them. But you know, Scripture talked about how the wind was there too. Now, he caused the wind. What happened? God caused the wind. All he got to do is open his mouth and breathe, and you got a wind. You see? When it's necessary. Now, the children of Israel were in their house, so to speak, because wherever God was their house. Okay? So, therefore, the wind was blowing. And it was necessary for to trouble some water, the Red Sea. The wind troubled the Red Sea because God spoke it, breathed on it, and it parted. And the Bible say it the wind blew all night long. It sounds like a hurricane, a tornado come through, don't it? When it blew all night, you know that was some kind of sound going on. I could just imagine what kind of sound that was all night long, troubling the water. Can you imagine a Pharaoh and his people on the other side and wondering what that noise was? What is that? What the children of Israel doing? We can't even see. And you can't see the wind, can you? You don't know what the wind doing. All you knew if you see some trash up in the wind, you know, say, well, the wind is blowing. See the trash, see the leaves. See all the debris blowing. See, you trouble your own house, you bring the wind. You bring turmoil in your own house. You hear what I'm saying? Now, I know you don't think you bring no trouble in your house, and you don't, but you do. Think about what you do in your house, how you act around your children. They are doing what? They are inheriting what you do. So you bring trouble in your own house because they see what you do, what you say. Okay? My. Oh, my God. He that trouble his own house. See, you don't know you trouble in your house half the time. All you know is you being you.
Come on now, Apostle. Come on.
And if anybody say something to you, say, I'm just being me. And if you don't like it, well, you know what you can do. You know, smart. We want to be smart talk. But let me tell you, that smart talk going to get you nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble, okay? It will get you. Now, you know it can get you trouble or it can get you favor. Which one you want to get? Now, think about it now. I was kept thinking about the wind. I don't know. I'm not preaching my wind message now. I got a wind message that'll last for the next 6 months. There's so much in that. But I'm not talking about that today. I'm talking about the fact now that what we do, we inherit it. We caused it to come. We caused the trouble to come. Now, in what way did the children of Israel cause that wind? Well, in order to get their blessing and their favor to be shown, the wind had to come. In order to bring it to pass, he had to divide the sea so they can walk over because they were already afraid because the enemy was there. Looking right dead down at them. And they couldn't see the enemy looking, but they knew the enemy was right behind. You see? But God had shielded them, and he will shield us also, that we will have favor. As he said, good favor, too. We will have good favor. Not no bad favor. You don't want no bad favor. You want good favor, don't you?
Yep.
See? That's what we want. So, listen, Do you want to inherit the good wind or you want to inherit the bad wind? Think about it. So what we're talking about is this is the time now that you are to calm your storms and your wind. Okay? You calm them. Uh-huh. You didn't know that, did you? Huh? Now, God has given us so many promises in the Bible. Somebody said, I don't know who counted them. I didn't count them, but they said that it was about 7,000 promises in the Bible. If I could take 7 of them and use them, I'm good. You too. Huh? 7,000 now. You can just about point to almost any page in the Bible and find a promise.
Yeah.
See? Well, he's promising us something. He's promising to be there for us. He's promising good for us. He's promising favor for us. See? And he's promising us that he's going to blow, he ain't going to blow the locusts and all at us. He's going to blow a good wind to us. See? That's what God's going to do. And that's why he have all these promises in here for us to see, to read them, and accept them into your life in whatever situation you found yourself in. No matter how your family is, no matter how your job is, no matter how your school, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, friends or whatever, he promised that he'd be there. And when he's there, he's going to calm that wind that's blowing in your direction. If the east wind is blowing in your direction, he's going to change its course. See, God will change its course. Do you get it? Let me tell you what he's saying. Let me tell you what he's saying now. If I don't say no more today, I want you to calm the wind that's blowing your way. Why do you say you want me to calm the wind? Huh? Listen what Hosea 8 and 7 say. For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. Wind. It had no stalk. The bud shall yield no meal. If so be it yield, the stranger shall swallow it up. Somebody else gonna eat it if it do. Did you see what I'm talking about? You done sowed the wrong wind, right? Huh? See how greed will cause you to sow the wrong thing? Greed. See, many people, the more riches they get, the more they want. They'll never be satisfied with what they had. I did read once about a young man. He's a musician. He ain't that popular. He wasn't that popular or famous or whatever, but he make a living, and he make a good living where he live good. But he found out how to keep it. He said, I don't need any more than I have. So what he does is he give to others. And what brought to remembrance, he went to a grocery store one night somewhere, wherever he was, and there was a young man. He was asking him if he had any work he could do so he could get some money to feed him and his mother. And that so impressed him, so he just bought him a whole bunch of groceries. And after he bought his groceries, he said, where you live? He said, how you getting home? He said, I live on cross town. He said, you going to walk home with all the groceries? And he said, yes, sir. You know, I was out trying to find, I couldn't find no work, so I had to do the next best thing, beg for food. He said, I'll drive you home. He drove him home, and when he saw how he and his mother was living and they had nothing in the house to eat, boy, he felt so bad, and he began to do something for them. He started raising money enough for them to pay the rent. He didn't know nothing about that part. The boy only was saying buy food. But when he did that, he got national attention. He said, I just do that all the time. He said, that's not just the first time I've done that. He said, I do this all the time. I seek people to help. Huh? So he's sowing his seeds in the right wind where it can go and take root. You see what I'm talking about? You can calm the wind that's blowing your way. If it's blowing trash, your spirit, what you speak out your mouth, can change the way that wind blows. So that's your good favor, good stuff come to you. You didn't think about that, did you? I know you didn't think about it, but God did. God is doing what? He wants to show you, if you step out in faith, think about Peter when he told the Lord, you know, he saw this man coming up there on the water, and he wanted to know, is that a ghost? In other words, God, Jesus, it looked like you, but is that really you? You know, he wanted to know what it was. He said, now, if it's you, prove it to me that it's you and bid me to come. Well, he did. He bid him to come, but then you got to understand Jesus, he has such, God has just blessed him so immensely, and all he did was stirred up the wind. And he just said, blow on the water and stir it up there. And let's see, he asked to come out there, but let's see how much faith he got when it get rough. So when you inherit the wind, are you inheriting favor? Are you inheriting the faith that go along with the wind? See, Peter had to do what? He had to show forth his faith. Now, his faith didn't do much at the time. You know why? Because when God stirred it up, see, they were a little, he was a little, oh, help, I'm sinking. Who told you you were singing? You were doing good walking on there as long as you kept your eyes on me. But when you turned them from me, the wind came and stirred up something in you, stirred up trouble in you. See, that's the house where the trouble is. The trouble is in you when you have lack of faith. Do you get the picture? See, faith, where's your faith? He said, where is your faith? He asked, God asked a question, what about when he was asleep on the ship before? He was asleep on the ship, and the ship was going along, then all of a sudden the wind started blowing again. God loved to stir the wind, don't he? In other words, he sends something your way to see where your faith is. Is your faith going to still be in him when things look rough? When you don't have a dime to your name, is you still going to have faith, or are you going to start to carry on like you crazy? Do something real dumb. See, the thing is, faith, he said, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You don't see it. You don't see the wind, but you have faith that God going to carry you through, don't you? He going to bring the calm in your life. And what I want to tell you today is the calm is in your life. It's a matter of what you do with it. when the wind blow, when it starts stirring up all kind of trash and craziness and everything, and it's just blowing, 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 are you going to remember that you are Abraham's seed? Hmm? The father of faith seed. And if you are that seed, the same seed, then therefore faith has to begin to arise in you that you can do what Jesus said when he was on the ship, oh, ye of little faith.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Now, you could do the same thing. Rise up and say, peace, be still. He gave us the power to speak the word. Now, you got the word to speak to your storm. Whatever's going on, however the wind is blowing in your life, it doesn't matter what you don't have or what your children doing or what whoever doing, your husband, wife doing, what your boss doing. It don't matter even that person on the job that's trying to make you look bad. Don't matter what they're doing. Peace. Be still. That's what you can do. You can calm that wind. Do you hear what I'm saying? You can calm it now. Your faith calms the wind. Do you hear? That's why Jesus did that on his ship, to let you know. That's why he told you, oh, yeah, look where your faith is. I done been around you this long, and you haven't received any faith. You don't have no faith to operate like I do. I'm giving it to you. I gave you the power to speak to the elements. I gave all this to you. See? He said, now I gave it to you what? You have my glory, that I may be glorified. See? He gets glory when you use what you got. Do you see what I'm saying? God gets glory when you do it. See, you think it's just your glory, but it's his too, so he receives it back. See, it goes back and forth every time you use it. It goes back and forth. You speak the word. You calm a sea. You calm a storm, a wind, whatever is roaring in your life. People are roaring in your life. What you do? You calm the storm. You know, you speak to that storm, that wind that's blowing your way. When the people speak ill against you and it be coming your way, the wind be blowing it your way, what you do? You speak to it. Stop in the name of Jesus. I command you to stop and behave yourself. See? Because you the boss. God gave you that privilege. Huh? He said, I gave unto you power. I done already gave it to you. Huh? So what you gonna do with it? You gonna just let it hang? Blow all over the place? And you always in a confused state? Hmm? Everything is confusing to you. People are confusing to you because, yeah, people are confused because they come off the deep end half of the time. One time they is, and the next minute they ain't. So now that is confusing. But you don't have to get twisted up in it. You see, because he gave you power not to be in confused state. See? I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, every confused spirit. You have the power over it. You calm it, huh? You speak the word. See? Speak the word. Calm it. Hmm? Whenever things was going on, what happened? God just do what? Speak to it. You want to be healed. He will speak to it. Or you speak to yourself sometimes. See, I have a problem. A lot of times we don't speak to our own self. We waiting for somebody else to speak to us. You ever notice that? We always waiting for somebody else to speak to us. Speak to yourself. See? And when you do, what happens? God going to open up. And he going to send that inherited wind to you, that good favor to you. It's yours. See, Stop giving it away all the time. It's yours. Say thank you, Lord, for the good favor. Ooh, I thank him for mine. I don't know about you. I thank him for me inheriting the best wind that he has, not the bad wind, mischievous winds. I'm not looking for that kind of wind. I'm only accepting the good wind. Well, favor is wrapped up in it, and it wraps me up in favor. Do you see? Do it wrap you up today? So you can calm the winds that blowing against you, the people that's coming against you. You don't have to cuss them out. You don't have to hit them or nothing. You don't have to witchcraft them up or nothing. You don't have to do nothing, none of that. See? Because of the power of God that rests in you, that anointing destroys every yoke. See? Every time the wind blow against you, see, you command it to stop. Peace, be still. That's what you tell it. What do you think Daniel had in the lion's den? Huh? He had peace in the lion's den, didn't he? Nobody, no wind blew on those lions, say, eat Daniel, eat Daniel. No, they were hungry too because they hadn't been fed. But because of the trust he had in God, he was in there with them and laying down on them. See, they was his pillar in the dungeon there. They was his pillar. See? Those lions, the one that's lying on you, telling all them false things about you, you ain't got to do nothing to them. But just wait for God to part that Red Sea. And when that Red Sea is open in your life, what is going to happen is it's going to, the water's going to come back in and swallow them up. And you will be nowhere around them. You'll be gone. You'll be in a more heavenly place. See what I'm saying? See, heavenly places that God has already made just for you and I. I'm not going to leave myself out. I say you and I. See, God got places, heavenly places for us. See, and in those heavenly places, he's already made us rich. We have Jesus, we rich. See, you really don't realize how rich you are. You don't know how rich you are in Christ. Oh, my God, my God. Can you see that? You don't have to be jealous of what nobody else got. You don't have to be, they think they so much. You don't have to be saying all that. You just say, praise the Lord. Thank God for you and what you have. Thank God for it all, because you know what? My wind's going to blow to me, and it's going to blow what God wants for me. See? Think about you reaping a whirlwind. You ever been in a whirlwind? You ever seen a whirlwind? You don't want to be in it. Okay? You don't want to be in it. There's no good that's coming out of it. This is what the words say here. It had no stalk. The bud shall yield no meal. See? But then if it do yield, strangers shall swallow it up. The stranger's going to eat the meal that it has. And you still ain't got nothing. That's what it's trying to tell you. Don't go in trying to reap and be so greedy. See? Don't do it. that's all he's telling you. But that, do you know that's all he's really telling you? Because most people, when they get a lot of something, they kind of change, don't they? They get puffed up and, I got something you ain't. Then they're going to put you down and people do strange things, not knowing that could be their end because they can lose it just like they got it. The wind can do what? Come in and blow it away, right? You don't believe that, do you? My God, my God, my God. I just wouldn't like to see that, you know. But we play with that every day when we get somewhere and we get a swollen head, you know. We start to puffing up and everything and downing other people that don't have and stuff like that. Well, just like you didn't have before you got it. They can do the same thing. God can bless them too. See? But a lot of people say, Lord, if I'm going to be like that, get up and forget about you, I don't need no riches because I don't want to forget about you. See? The difference? You don't know the difference in you. We trying to calm the winds that's around you. Now, if Peter Devil's on the water and that wind start to get boisterous on him, what you think happened? He had to holler, Lord help. See? And when, that's all you have to do. When you say, Lord help, what happened? The wind ceased, don't it? Because the wind have to obey its master. And that's the Lord. Now, think about this. Now, I'm just throwing this in. Don't cost you nothing. Think about this. Suppose the wind kept on blowing all night. Suppose it started, kept blowing in the day, too. Or suppose it changed its course and blew backward. It would blew them back up there to Pharaoh, wouldn't it? You see what I'm saying? But because it was God and he had a plan already in effect, see, he blew it all night long. That's a lot of water to blow up, didn't it? All night long it took. Now you think God would say in 1 minute, phew, divide. But he allowed the wind to do the work. The wind blew all night long until it went complete across and the land was dry, was not mud. Now, but they had a vacuum cleaner while it was blowing. Think about it now. In that wind that was blowing, it dried the ground too so they could walk over on dry land. Not in no mud. Not get their shoes all muddy and everything because they ain't have but one pair. Because the shoes, the clothes and stuff lasted 40 years. So they wasn't going to get no more until they got to where they were going and settled down. But the wind kept on blowing. Is the wind keeping blowing in your life? Keep blowing all kinds of crazy things in your life. Keep upsets in your life, all kind of drama in your life all the time. Is the wind still blowing those in your life? Well, stop and think and look in your own life. Look in the mirror and see if you're the cause of it. Why it's in your house. Stop looking at other people's house and start looking at what's in your house. What are you accepting in your house? What are you allowing in your house? Come on, people. Think about it now. You're always looking at somebody else's house. Well, they wishing me bad luck. Well, they can wish you bad luck all they want to, but let me tell you about the bad luck. The bad luck don't come your way. We looking for the favor of the Lord, not no bad luck. Let the bad luck go to who? Go to the mischievous people, the ones that's doing mischief. Not to you. The ones that have inherited the wind, the good favor wind. Those are the ones, that's why you say look in your own house. But your trouble could be in your own house. See? How the group sang that song, clean up around your own front door or back door or something, before you try to clean around mine. You see? You got to do that and not always try to put everything on somebody else. True, we know the devil uses whoever allow him to use them. But use that of Christ that have inherited all the good from Christ, his favor. You don't have to worry about it because God is always the one to take that foul wind and send it in another direction where it won't harm you. And we also talked about Paul. We talked about Paul in that ship when he was on his way to be judged, to go to court, to be tried in another court. Now, the devil, he went along too. See? Now, you think the devil ain't going along with you? He always go along with you where you go. You don't see him. You don't see Jesus either, do you? But he there. He there to protect you. Because he know the devil going to do something to try to detour you. See? But you are to exercise your power. Exercise your power. Talk to yourself. See? Because if this your own trouble, think about you owning the trouble. I ain't did nothing. Do you think you perfect?
Nope.
You ask God what you done and watch he show it to you. And you ain't gonna like it. That ain't me, God, gonna lie to God. That ain't me, God. I ain't do that. Why don't you just admit, I did it. You know? And let's get it cleaned up and keep on moving forward. Keep moving forward. Do you see? Stop all the haggling, because God knows he got it all written down. If he took the book out and showed it to you, you faint. See? But God wants you, this is what he's saying to you today, to calm the winds that are blowing around you, the winds that got stuff that stink coming all up in your nostrils. Some of those things are yours. Be honest with yourself so that you can go on with God. See? And you can see the salvation of God in the land of the living. And not be guessing all the time. Well, is he real? Is he ain't? Is he ain't? You'll know in your heart, in your mind, in your whole spirit, you know he's real. Nobody have to tell you, and I don't care what you say. You don't see. You don't see it because you're not the anointed. You haven't inherited anything from God. So therefore you don't see nothing and won't see nothing until you do give it up. See? And stop troubling yourself, eating your own meal up. And then you're talking about, well, God, you didn't give me none. Well, he gave you some, but you done gluttoned it up. That's what you did. That's why you can't find nothing. And then again, he let strangers swallow it up, eat it all up. That's why you don't never have nothing. No, a person that don't never have nothing. Well, I don't never have nothing. Well, you got your life and you talking. So you do have something. I don't care if you live out under the stars. You still got your life. You got clothes on your back. At least you found a little cubby hole to crawl into. Thank God for the cubby hole. See? Some people out there homeless, and they still telling people about Jesus. You in the church, in the house, and got a fine house, and you won't tell nobody about the Lord. Then you wonder why the wind blowing on you that way. Why God allowing that bad wind on me? Why me? I'm not having no favor. Well, now I told you, look in the mirror and talk to yourself. All right, God, what have I done wrong? What am I doing wrong? Since you don't know, you think you the goody-goody two-shoes. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself so that the trouble can pass you, blow right on past you, over you, right on someplace else. You ever had a strange wind come by? You know the wind is there, and you actually see it like a little whirlwind going on right in some places. You ever notice that? And it didn't touch you? But you see the trash going round and round and round, the wind going in a circle. You don't see nobody standing there, but that's all you see. That's one of the phenomenals of God. He does marvelous things in our eyesight to show us that he's real. How can you explain that? How would you explain it? You see? So many things God do for us to let us know. Keep the faith in me. I can do anything but fail. He does not fail. We fail, but he don't. He's the one that can fix it up. When things get broken, he mend it. Put it back together. See? Just because Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, somebody say in the nursing round, and you couldn't put him back together. But I'm here to tell you, God can put Humpty back together. He got the right kind of stuff to glue it with. See, the wind could blow Humpty off the wall, break him into pieces. Look, what did God do with the ship with Paul, He broke it into pieces. He didn't want to put that back together. See, because he had them where he wanted them to be, in Malta. That's where he wanted them at. And the shipmen, what did they do? They seen the miraculous of God. When God told them to stay with the ship, Paul told them, God said, stay with the ship. Not a soul going to be lost. They all got to the shore on a piece of the ship. And when they got there, God was still showing miracles. Paul went to pick up a piece of stick or something to do in the fire, and this here serpent bit him, which always killed people instantly, and the people of Malta looked at it. They waiting for Paul to die. Paul just shook him off in the fire, and he burned. And Paul was still alive.
And then Paul could do what? Preach the gospel to people that never heard of him. Do you see what God can do with the wind? That wind tore that ship to pieces. They had a whole ship when they left. But a strong wind came by and did what? Took it and slammed it up on the rocks. But didn't hurt not one of the people in the ship. You know why? Because Paul was in there. Ship was anointed. You say, well, why didn't he save the ship? He didn't want to save the ship. He had his own reason for not saving the ship. So don't be so psychosomatic. You want the ship saved and all this. Why? He didn't need the ship to be saved because they wasn't going nowhere. They were where he wanted them to be. They could not take Paul to whatever that emperor named. They could not take him there. Paul the one suggested that he go there. But the people tried to tell him not to. You didn't have to go there. Don't go there. And he said, I must. The must was I got to stop off somewhere and God got to show forth some miracles here. And the wind got to blow again. See? We don't know why God wind come through these different countries and islands and everything. A strong wind come through there and blow everything down. You'll know the reason after a bit. One person say one of the reasons because he wanted them to repent and they didn't. But everybody's going, oh, my God, oh, my, well, God do things for a reason. I told you, the wind of favor could come or the wind of what? Destruction can come. You can make a difference in your city, your neighborhood. You alone, if you stand fast in the liberty where you've been made free. In Christ Jesus, believe in him, trust in his word, believe. How many of those 7,000 promises he made you believe in, how many of them one you want to? All of them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Don't matter which one, how many you believe, but as long as you stand on that word until Jesus comes. You make a difference in your job. You make a difference in your neighborhood. You make a difference even in when you walk in the grocery store. You make the difference. Because God saved a lot of these places because of his anointing. Whoever you are that walk in these places, work in these places, they still stand just because of you. They don't know it. But they know they increased while you were there. But they wouldn't say it's because of the God in you. They'll say everything else but that. But when you leave and they mistreat you, you see them go down, don't you? You don't wish for them to go down, but they made that thing for themselves. They blew that themselves. That's their own wind that they blew because they mistreated God's anointed. And people think it's so lightly. I can do anything I want to them. I can beat them up. I can cuss them out, steal from them, and everything else. You know, you can't do that because you're going to have to pay for that. That wind going to blow. That other wind going to blow. That bad wind going to blow over there. That whirlwind going to come over there and gobble you up. See? But you have the power to calm the winds that are blowing and to do what? Identify the right wind to come. Speak to it. It might have started off bad, but what happened?
you became more acquainted with God, and now you speak into it because you know who you are and the power that you have to control it. If he told you from the beginning in Genesis, he told you in the beginning that he had given you dominion over what? All, everything that he made. God gave you dominion. He didn't tell you you was God. He just gave you some dominion, some power. See? Talk to your flowers. I know they think you crazy, but I talk to them. I used to talk to them all the time. Poor flowers, they say they don't hear my voice no more. I had to go back and talk to them again some more. Okay? Because they grow when you talk to them. I name most of my plants. If you give me a plant, I'm going to name that plant you. I name it after you. I remember Michael was working in the mall, and here he come home with some little ugly little dyed out plants. Talking about, here, I bought these for you. I say, this thing dead. He said, no, it ain't. You can bring it back. And that was years and years ago. Do you know I still have two of those plants right now? They still alive. They still alive. they still alive. I was looking at them the other day. I said, wow, thank you, Jesus. Then I had another one that somebody had took it and took my plant, throwed it in the garbage, and I made them get back in there and get it. But anyway, it was messed up bad, now it's looking real flourishing. And I named it after the person that gave it to me. And when that, I'm going to tell you about plants. See, God got some wind that blow. I tell you, you'd be surprised. The flower was dying, and I talked to it and fed it and watered it and everything. But it was dying. So all of a sudden, one day I say, I said, now I got to stop talking to the plant, stop talking to the lady that gave it to me because she must be sick. And I started talking to that plant about it, her, calling her name, saying, telling her to be made whole and everything. Do you know the plant started coming back up? It took a while to get back up, but then after then I went out to California and I saw the lady. And she began to tell me that all that time she had almost was dead from cancer and all. And she wasn't unable to do anything for herself or nothing for years. I say, and then God made you whole. You back up again, ain't you? He said, yeah. I said, you know what? Your plant did the same thing. That plant that you gave me years and years ago. I say, when you started getting well, my plant started getting well. Now it's all the way better. But send me a picture of it. I say, the plant, I say, okay. I took a picture of it. See? To let her know how God is so awesome. When that wind is blowing, whether you doing it for yourself or other somebody else, God honors what his wind do and where it go. Do you see? But you got to believe it. If you don't believe it, ain't nothing happening, is it? Huh? I could have left the plant when the person threw it in the trash. But they talking about, well, I thought it wasn't no good. I say, who told you to think? In the first place, it wasn't yours to be thrown away. It was mine. It was not yours. You don't come in my house and throw my stuff away. You out your mind, you know. So Praise God. I'm sorry, but that's the way I told them because that's what they did. You see, truth is the light. So I had to nurse that plant back up because of the one who gave me the plant to keep for them. See, but they never came back. They never came back. They left town, never came back. They still ain't back, okay? Praise God. But I still have the plant because the plant was significant in her healing. I had to be praying for her, even though she wasn't there, but the plant was there. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't know how God going to work and what God leads you to do. When that wind blows your way, you be available to go with where it wants you to go. Direction is blowing you in, and it blew me in the directions of her plant to pray for her. You see? God do some phenomenal things. Do you see what I'm saying? Boy, if I tell everything that God done, I could write a big book, wouldn't I? I should try to remember them all. They come as I talk about something else, they make the pieces of it come up, okay? Hope somebody take it down for notes, you know. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. So we're gonna do a series on the wind. I'm trying to do as soon as I find my notes. A certain person find my notes. You know, we're gonna do a series on the wind, which is lovely, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. A word it is. If I could find it now. And we will put it out there for you. They like it too. No, but these people ain't found it for me yet. But God is good. Okay. And I really want you to get that because you know what? You have inherited the wind. God has caused you, given you this inheritance. You can speak to the wind. He gave you that. Huh? You speak to the rain. You speak to these things, you know. Have you ever thought about the people that you see on Facebook showing you the different clouds and they taking form? Huh? There's life all around you, God's life all around you. And he show people certain things in order to let them know that he's there. He's near you all the time, one way or another. Well, I ain't going to tell you about that no more. I'll tell you about it another time. But it did happen with the rain. Yeah, and the wind too, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. We was on our way from North Carolina. Yeah. And the storm was coming. And, you know, they had some bad ones there, that wind blow. And the wind came through the hotel where we was in, and the whole building was shaking. And I told the people, I said, y'all, let's go. They said, where you going? I said, we going home, back to Florida. Well, you going now? Yep, let's go. So the people in the hotel say, you leaving us now? I said, yes, ma'am. I said, didn't you feel this building shaking? They're talking about, no. I said, well, I don't know. I guess y'all used to it. I said, but I got to go for this, that tornado come through here. It's fixing to come, and I got to go, okay? So my brother-in-law said to me, don't go. I'll pay you another room in the hotel. I said, honey, I don't care if you pay what you pay, but you won't pay it today because I got to go. Don't leave now. I said, no. I got to go. Time is of the essence. It's coming. And you prepare yourself, too. And he looked at me like I had lost my mind. We got in the car and got to go down the road. It's a whole lot of people heard something. Because it was a string of people on that highway getting out of there. Okay, those people was getting out of there. Got down the highway, and all of a sudden, the Lord told me to look up. And I looked up. And I saw this chariot come out the cloud, black, come out the cloud. And there was a rider on it with some horses. And I said, y'all, look, there's a chariot coming. There's a chariot coming. Look at it. It's headed our way. Hey, they said, well, I don't see it, Pastor. I don't see it. I don't see it. I said, yeah, but it's there. I said, come on, let's pray. Pray, 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 pray that it don't attack it because it's coming straight at us. Come on, y'all. Pray, pray. And I don't know if they prayed, but I know I started praying. I bind it and I command that it go back up into where it came from in the name of Jesus, and I let them know who I was. Did you know it turned around and it went back up the way it came from? It was almost on us, like somebody come to attack us. So we know the devil was come to attack us because we went on a mission for God there. That's what I went it there for. Okay, and the devil didn't like it. He was going to destroy us, and he was headed at our car. And when I said that and rebuked it, binded it, and everything you've called, I did. And it turned, went back up, and only a few drops of rain touched it, water touched our car. Just a few drops. I said that was it, too. It was going to be a wham, bam, slam on us. My heart was dropping at that time. I said, y'all pray, pray. You need to pray, 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 pray that it don't hit us because it's coming straight at us. They couldn't understand what I was talking about, but that's what I saw. See? So therefore, see, that wind, that strong wind was coming at us to destroy us in that car. You see, and it wasn't headed for no car but ours. And God delivered us that day. No, he delivered us so that we stopped to get some ice cream. Praise God. With our crazy self. We supposed to be avoiding the tornado, and here we was out there looking for this ice cream place that we knew about. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God was good to us, I'm telling you. Huh? God was so good to us. I tell you, that's, you see why I am like I am about God? I love God. I trust God. I believe God. Huh? That I don't care what wind come my way, he going to take it another way. And nothing shall harm you. Huh? And nothing shall harm you. But can you believe it? You think any bad incident is harming you. No, it's not that. You're just uncomfortable for the time. You ain't going to be uncomfortable long. Do you hear what I say? Amen. Oh, yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. But see, this is your time now to calm the winds that are around you. Huh? Hmm? Just speak to it. Peace. Be still. See, God gave you the power to say peace. Be still. I don't care if your mama, papa, or whoever it is, grandmama, or whoever is carrying on, tell you whatever, you say, peace, be still, and keep on going. Don't get disrespectful. Just say, peace, be still, and it shall be still. Okay, Deacon Michael, here you go.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that wonderful word from Apostle about that wind. You know, a lot of us be caught up in different winds. We be caught up in a bad wind or a good wind. You know, and the point of the matter is when that bad wind blow and we go at doing some bad things, stupid things, you know, out of the ordinary things because it blowed on you. Now, the problem is we got to recognize it to tell it to stop, go back where it came from, you know. But if you don't recognize it, it's going to continue to happen, you know. So we need to find out which wind is blowing on you. What direction are you going in? I heard Apostle talk about that east, blowing that east wind. What about that wind that parted the Red Sea? It was out of the ordinary. It came from a direction that never blowed that way before. See? We got to look at all these things. You know, when they say what state was that that said they ain't never had a hurricane, then the hurricane came down? Okay, so we got to look at things like that. You know, we got to pay attention to God's wondrous works. See, when all these things are going on, I mean, look at today. Let me just put it up. Let me just back up a minute. Look at today, at the world today, and look at the way everything has swung. Look at the way the wind, everything has swung. Look how everything shifted. It didn't shift for the good. It shifted for the worse. Now, how do we get back on track? So that means those of us who know how to pray, pray. You better learn. That's all I can say. Because at the way the world is shifting now, every place you be at is something going on. You know, we need to, we need to step up. Step up your prayer. Step up God's works, because God has wondrous things for us to do. We got so much work to do out here now till it's pathetic. Because people done went haywire. I mean, they done went plumb crazy. So we got to look at it, and we got to save as many as we can, you know. But, even family members done went haywire. Well, some of them been haywire altogether. But it's a lot of times that we can talk to some of them that will listen. Like I say, that will listen. They, one out of 100 or so will take you out, and we got to think about where we're going and how things are happening, because the attack of the enemy can blow on you at any time, anywhere, anything. So we got to learn about these things, and we got to get on a better path. A better path of righteousness, you know. And I was looking at verse 30 in Proverbs 11. Say, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. See, it tells you right there what I just said. So we need to get on our post, because if we get on our post and we begin to feel these winds coming, we got to pray and pray them and tell them, as apostles say, be still. Don't come this way. Find somebody else to blow, but don't come my way, you know. But sometimes that good sweet wind will come and blow on you. Once that come, hey, accept it, reach out for it, reach out with it, accept it, you know. So we got a lot to do, and we have things that we can think about that happens every day. If we look at our life in the past, we can see the bad wind that came in our past, the confusion wind. You know, because you got a wind that will confuse you. It'll keep you confused. It'll keep you all kind of ways. So we need to find out where it's at and how we're doing, when we're doing it. Because things that transpire and go along with us in these treacherous times. And I think, as we said before, it's even rough getting to the grocery store now. It's getting rough going to the gas station, even going out to your mailbox. It's just one of them. It's just the way the times are blowing on us at this time. You know, when you say the change in times, what we need to say is the wind of these times, because the way everything is shifting and we're shifting around, that is, how we say it, even back in the days, they went through these things. And now, today, in modern times, it's the same thing. I mean, all you got to do is look at it. All you got to do is put yourself back there, and you'll find out that you're in the same place as they were this time. You know, we may be, how you say it, we may be different characters in the Bible when you look at it, but it's somebody in there that you can represent. Let me put it that way. It's somebody in there that you can look at that's also is like you, or who you would like to be. Who would you want to be? That's the better question. Who would you want to be in the Bible besides Jesus and God? Now, let's not go there. But who would you rather be? Which wind of a person you would like to blow on you? Would you like Moses to blow on you? Abraham, Paul, John? You know, it's a lot of people that can blow on you that you can learn from, that you can get their spirit, their Holy Spirit. Now, I ain't talking about their bad spirit. I'm talking about their Holy Spirit that you would like them to blow on you with, you know. But here's that, you know, this is what we're doing today, and we're trying to keep people in a way that they know what's going on. You know, and I just read, I just happened to glance at chapter 12, verse 1. Whosoever, in Proverbs, whosoever loveth instruction, loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. Now, check that out. My. These things are going along pretty good here now these days, and we have to feel it, and we got to change, and a lot of us got to change our ways. Here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for that word that came for today, trusting that you received that word and it touched someone, and that you will apply it to your life today. Remember, we always have to check ourselves. Do self-examination always first. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to Blog Talk Radio and hear that awesome word coming from Apostle Porter. If you would like prayer at any point in time during our broadcast, you have a praise report, you can go ahead and you can just do so during the broadcast. We'd be happy to pray for you. We'd be happy to hear that praise report. You know, even if you'd like to give your life to Christ and don't even care about who here that you have accepted God in your life, do so. Do so any time that we're on this broadcast. So tune in tomorrow. Tell a friend. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that calling number is 347-857-3925. You can also visit us on Logan International Ministries on Facebook. And you can click on the link as well, and you can hear the broadcast over. You can share it with someone else and know that there is a blessing from the Lord whenever he speaks to you. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching. for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop
worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have,
God
have his way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God,
he can handle it all.